Wednesday, December 4th. This morning I was feeling kind of down. Even Chloe and Zoe noticed and asked me if I was okay. But I decided not to tell them about my mega embarrassing phone conversation with Brandon, especially after they went on and on about how excited they were about his party. On my way to lunch, I decided to stop by my locker and drop off my backpack. I was beyond surprised when I opened my locker door and a note fell out. At first, I thought it was from Chloe and Zoe, and they were trying to cheer me up or something. But then I read it, like, 3 times. OMG. I thought I was going to have a meltdown right there in front of my locker. "Hi, Nikki. Can you meet me in the newspaper room during lunch to talk? Brandon." I had no idea what Brandon wanted to talk to me about. My heart was pounding as I peeked inside the newspaper room. I immediately recognized his shaggy hair behind a computer monitor. "Nikki!" Brandon smiled, waved, and gestured for me to come over. Like an idiot, I looked behind me to make sure he wasn't talking to some other, Nikki. "Hi, Brandon. Did you want to talk to me about something?" "Yeah, actually I do." That's when I noticed Brandon looked a little nervous, too. "Well, here I am," I blurted out all cheerful-like and louder than I meant to. "Okay, I talked to Theo yesterday, and he said you can't come to my party." Gulp. Brandon talked to Theo? Oh, crud. I just kept smiling stupidly as Brandon continued. "He said something about you having to take care of a, sick unicorn." Just great. Now Brandon was going to think I am a crusty-eyed, hairy-legged, schizophrenic hypochondriac. "Really? Theo told you that?" I blinked my eyes all innocent-like and laughed nervously. "That's quite hilarious, actually. Theo's got a big imagination, just like my little sister. She's as cute as a button, but you can't believe a word she says, especially if it's about me."
"Yeah, tell me about it," Brandon laughed. "I wish I had a dollar for every time Brianna told me I have cooties."
Suddenly, he stared at me so intensely it made me squirm. "Nikki, you didn't seriously think I actually believed any of that stuff Brianna said about you, did you?"
"OMG, of course not. Like, how immature would that be?" I giggled nervously.
"Actually, Chloe, Zoe, and I can't wait to come to your party." Brandon broke into a big grin.
"Cool. You had me worried there for a minute."
"So, what are you working on right now?" I asked, trying to change the topic. I leaned over and peeked at his computer screen. I saw snapshots of the cutest puppy and kitten.
"Oh," I gushed. "They're adorable."
"Those two are from the Fuzzy Friends Animal Rescue Center. These pictures are going to run in the Westchester Herald next week."
"Wow, impressive. Does the animal center pay you to do that?"
"No, I guess you could say I volunteer my time. I want to be a veterinarian one day, so I really enjoy working with animals, even though photographing them can be pretty challenging."
"Well, I think it's great that you take the time to help out. Sounds like fun."
"It is. Hey, why don't you come volunteer with me on Friday? I could use your help."
"Okay, that would be very cool."
Brandon brushed his bangs out of his eyes and gave me a crooked smile. I suddenly felt very nervous, giddy, and nauseous. That's when he kind of stared at me and I stared back at him. Then we both smiled and blushed.
all of this staring, smiling, and blushing seemed to go on, like, forever.
Brandon and I spent the rest of the lunch hour just hanging out and talking about the animal shelter. He said it was run by a really nice, semi-retired couple who used to own a pet shop. Then he took some photos out of his backpack and showed me all the animals that had already been placed in homes. So not only is Brandon a super talented photographer, but he has a really big heart, too. And get this. We went to my locker to pick up my books, and then we walked to bio together. Squee! Mackenzie kept glaring at me and whispering to Jessica the entire hour, but I just ignored her. Okay, I admit it. I was wrong about the whole pity invitation thing and Brandon not wanting to hang out with me. I'm actually looking forward to going to his party. And on Friday, we're going to have a blast volunteering at Fuzzy Friends. Eat your heart out, Mackenzie.